a week. They had to have the balanced meal too. They still had to have they had to have at least a half cup of Irish potatoes, and then you had to give them at least half a cup of fruit seed. Mm-hmm. And they got their meat and bread, and of course the rolls, and then their milk. And then if they don't eat it, it's their fault, mm-hmm. because they really have a good meal if they'd eat it.
Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned Irish potatoes, let me go ahead and ask you, is there another kind of potato that's grown around here besides the Irish potato?
There's a sweet potato. Mm-hmm. It's grown. In fact, my husband is out there in the garden now. They cut some vines off of mm-hmm. niggers' mm-hmm. Plants, and they're putting them out there.
Is that right?
They don't have a plant, they just cut some vines off. Mm-hmm. And he says they'll make just as good. He thinks he'll make a few potatoes.
Have you ever heard people around here call sweet potatoes anything else?
Yams, maybe? Yeah. Mm-hmm. A yam.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that cafeteria business. What, you know, when you have, I guess you have excess food at the end of every day, what's done with that?
Well, what's left is the bread. Like, we have some rolls left. They're kept, and we take the rolls and we put them in the mixer and grind them up and make breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. And you know, breadcrumbs are used in the cooking a lot of times.
Casseroles
or something. And then we had a cake recipe, a pudding that called for breadcrumbs, and it was real good. It tastes kind of like the old homemade biscuit pudding, you know, that our mamas used to make. Mm-hmm. So we use the bread that way, and if there was any vegetables left, they were always saved and tried to make use of them later. Now on Friday, we usually, we had good refrigeration, and we kept our vegetables all the week, and Friday, we run them out. Maybe we'd run out all the snap beans we had, and we'd come in with English peas. And no food was taken home. I was manager, and I had a little problem about that. Some of them, they want to take a pound of butter, you know, and like that. And I said, no, the first person that goes out of here with anything, you're automatically fired, because it's against all rules if you take anything out of here. Of course, if there's any cookies left, we had a big can. We put them in it, you know, and we serve them out. But you'd be surprised how close you'd learn to cook.
Right.
You soon learn not to fix too much.
I was wondering if there might be a problem there with the concession machines, you know, might spoil somebody's appetite, and there goes one that you were counting on to eat.
Well, now in May and April, when the weather gets warm, you learn to cut down on your food. And we made sloppy joes a lot of times. Say we had some pizza left. Well, the next day on our hamburger line, we'd just get all that pizza out of the crust, and we'd heat it, and we'd call it a pizza burger, you know, we'd give it to the children that way. And so we made use of all of our, there was very little, there occasionally we'd have to dump some through the garbage disposal, but most of the time we used all the food. You learn about what to expect. And if it's a real cold day, you better cook a lot. And cook chili if you can, because they love it. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of them that like cornbread with chili.
Okay.
They want cornbread, especially the colored children. They love cornbread. They don't want any crackers, else they'll give me 2 pieces of bread.
Well, I'm kind of like that myself. I like cornbread.
We like cornbread too.
Well, we're on the subject of cornbread. When you think of cornbread, do you think of this, you know, the big round thing about so thick that you cook in the skillet?
Yeah, like hush puppies or hot water cornbread. My mother used to call it hot water cornbread. But we call them hush puppies. You can grate little onions and put in it.
Right.
We never made them at school, at high school. I made it in elementary grades where we didn't have to feed so many, but